All right. So we're done with this segment, right? We can go to break now. We're done, right? Nothing going on in this segment?
Yeah, time for you to pick the Bills.
You want me to talk about my haircut again for a few minutes? All right. Well, it's 8:40, so I'll shut up.
Well, a tradition unlike any other.
Can't we do this tomorrow?
No.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
yeah.
time. All right.
Under pressure, looks downfield, looking for John Brown. Got him. Makes the catch at the 20, at the 10, into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Picking the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio
fun.
550.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's
now,
one man's opinion.
Before we get started,
yeah,
I feel like we have to address the elephant in the room.
There's an elephant in the room?
There's an elephant in the room.
Well, he'd be freezing, too, if he was here.
You're cold?
It's freezing in here!
We FaceTimed earlier. You were wearing a winter hat.
Yeah, well, now
I thought that was a thing. Like, you decided that's your look now. You're going to be a winter hat guy.
No, I got my coat on now, too. It's freezing in here. Go ahead.
So, all right. Schedule comes out Thursday.
Yeah.
And you did have the option of picking on Friday. I feel like you should address your most loyal fans who may have been hoping, like a child hopes for snow on Christmas morning,
yeah,
that you would have picked the Bills on schedule morning. But you decided, you know what? You got to make them wait a little bit.
Right.
So if you could key us into your thinking as to waiting till today instead of Friday.
Well, I needed more time to really crunch the numbers and to delve deep into the schedule, into the analytics, to review all of the opponents' schedules, how their game against the Bills fell in their schedule. There's so many layers to this. It's for people to think I just randomly pick the Bills to win or lose a game without putting thought into it is preposterous.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you're right. You've convinced me.
I had to break out my computer. I had to enter stuff into it. I mean, it's a rather involved process. It should not be rushed into. And this is big. I mean, this is the first pick the Bills with the real schedule as opposed to one you concoct yourself.
Fair point.
So
this one is official.
This is legit. This is not, flip a coin. How are they going to do against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, this is your first look at the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pick the Bills hundreds of times.
Well,
and you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Not hundreds. Like seven would be a good number. But okay.
Well, I mean, there's 17 weeks in the season. That's at least 17.
Yeah. Right.
And then, All right, let's do this.
All right, I'm ready. You all right?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time waiting for this schedule.
I was on vacation. I just didn't want to do it on Friday. I mean, let's forget what I just said. It was all a bunch of baloney.
It would have ruined your weekend.
I really did not want to do work. I love you guys, but I really didn't want to do work on Friday. It was my last day of vacation.
All right.
Let's go.
The tradition, unlike any other, starting against the Jets, right? Every stinking year. Every year they start against the Jets. Of all the teams, I didn't complain about this nearly enough on Friday. What a stinker of an opener.
The Bills bring back Drew Bledsoe and Chad Morton to lead the charge.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick throws a pick six, and Mario Williams claims
can't
he's
get a sack. That's right, he can't get a sack. That's right.
It's just like a million Jets games in the opener. Anyway, whatever. Bills, Jets to open the season.
Now, quick question on this. After this game, the Monday after this game, will the Jets announce that Sam Darnold has mono? Didn't he have mono after the opener?
Right after the Bills, yeah.
I'll take a win. Home opener, season opener, big game, division rival, Sunday, 1 o'clock, beautiful day at the stadium. Two fans are there, and they're sitting halfway apart in the stadium, and the Bills win.
Bills win.
Yeah, I think that's a – lock it in, baby. That's a win. I don't – anyway, no, I don't want to – like we're just crushing the break here, but I think the Jets could actually finish fourth in the division. So I think that's a lock that in. I mean, home against the Jets, you should win that game.
Win. At the Dolphins, week two, likely Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I would think so, right?
Okay.
If they didn't, if this was a normal offseason with OTAs and a rookie minicamp, actual on-field workouts, and, maybe then Tua could win the job coming out of training camp and the preseason, I think that's a really tough ask. And throw in health issues and, is he going to be okay full go right as their camp starts? So I would think Fitz has it at that point. And I think it'll be a tough game. I mean, it is still a road game. I think you know, they had a tough game for what, 3+ quarters here against the Dolphins last year. But I will take the Bills to win the game.
2-0. Home for the LA Rams and their horrible logo. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's I don't know what to make of the Rams this year. I'm not sure. Are they going to be closer to the team they were 2 years ago, or are they going to be more like the team last year? You know, they moved on from Wade. They've got some questions on the defensive side of the ball. Jared Goff did not have a good year last year. I like that. I think, again, I can't see a scenario where I see the Bills losing at home to the Rams. So give me a win.
Win. At the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I tossed and turned on this one. I mean, excuse me. My analytics led me to toss and turn on this one a little bit. You know, Western trip. You're off to the 3-0 start. Tough game, I think.
Before you answer, I saw an article today that asked that laid out three trap games for the Raiders this year.
Oh, right. This is,
and I thought, yeah, are they good enough to call any game a trap game?
Well, actually, you know what I was thinking? It's Seattle. Like, I think a Seattle game is between, like, the Niners and the Seattle game with the Bills is between two division games for them, I believe, if you check the Seahawks schedule. I was thinking about
right.
that.
Right.
So are they are the Raiders? No, the Raiders should not be. You should not be using the Raiders as a trap.
Yeah.
No.
Like, the Dolphins don't have any trap games. The Bengals don't have any trap games. Good teams have. First off, I don't even necessarily believe in the idea, but are the Raiders good enough to have one, never no. mind have three?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the Raiders are in that schmozzle in the AFC West. I think you can throw those teams in a hat behind Kansas City. So I think it's a tough game because it's a road game. I'd feel much better if it was a home game, but I think the Bills are the better football team. I think their defense against Derek Carr and that offense is a nice matchup for the Bills, so I'll take the Bills to win.
Win. On to week five, where the Bills play at their second home. No, not Miami. No, not Carolina. Bills South or whatever. Tennessee. Bills go to Tennessee. The Bills win. I mean, forget the throwback thing. But the last two times they've gone, Bills fans take over the stadium. You know, these Bills win in Tennessee. Sean McDermott would have won his last two games there. They went 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and last year. Anyway, Bills at Tennessee going in 4-0 against the Ryan Tannehill-led Titans. Now, this is where a unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
Mm-hmm.
One, I bet you think the Titans are going to be good again this year.
I do, yes.
Two, you hate Ryan Tannehill.
Yes, I do.
So, how's it come out?
But I think I'm not a believer in Ryan Tannehill, but I do believe he's with a better football team than he was ever in Miami. So, and it is a road game, and I think it'll be tough. And look, 4-0 start. It's going to catch up to you at some point. I think they lose the football game. I think it'll be a close game. Low-scoring game, but like you know, like a 3-point loss, something like that. Really hotly contested game.
All right. 4-1.
Be tough
coming
to stop
home.
Their running game, too, I think.
Short week, Chiefs.
Yeah, don't like that.
Thursday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's a short week for them, too, and they got to hop on a plane on Wednesday. But it is Kansas City. They are, I think they are, honestly, I think this is the better football team wins the game, short week or not. If it was a Sunday game, I'd still pick Kansas City to win at New Era Field, so I'll take the Chiefs.
4-2. At the Jets to wrap up the season's meetings with the Jets.
Yeah, again, I like it. I think, again, maybe it's a closer game because it's a road game. Maybe the Jets won't be as bad as I think they're going to be, but I still think it's a win. I'm pretty confident they will sweep the Jets this year.
Home New England in week 8.
No matter who New England has at quarterback, the Bills will win this football game. Unless Brady comes back and is traded back to New England from Tampa Bay. I mean, basically, Stidham, Hoyer, Newton, whatever they do, I think the Bills win this game.
What's New England's record at that point?
I got to look back at their schedule again. I forgot. I had it up earlier when you were playing.
Let me pull it up for you here. I mean, I picked the Patriots on Friday. But, you know, it's figuring out how important that game is comes down to where New England is.
Yeah.
You know, if the Patriots are right there, it'll be hyped as, here it comes. It's the Bills' chance to step through that door. And if the Patriots are off to a terrible start, well, then nobody's going to really care.
Okay, I think best-case scenario for them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, I think they're no better than 3-3 coming into that game.
They play at Seattle on a Sunday night and also play
at Kansas City.
Kansas City and San Francisco.
And they have San Francisco at home. I mean, I see them losing all three of those games. That's why I think they're no better than 3-3 coming here.
Okay. They're 3-3, and the Bills are 5-2. So it would very much be a game where it's you win. I mean, you take a, what, 3.5 game lead on them?
6-2, and they'd be 4. Yeah, they'd be down to 4 in the loss column, and you'd have the tiebreaker. Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right.
I think it's a win. Yeah, I do. 6-2. Feel good about it.
Home Seattle, week 9.
Yeah, this was an interesting, you know, I've always been worried about this game. I think Seattle should be competing for the NFC West this year. They beat the Niners once last year, lost in a very tight game, I think at the end at their place too. So I think they should still be right there neck and neck with San Francisco. Go ahead, yeah.
Russell Wilson's never played at Ralph Wilson Stadium. New Era Field, sorry.
Really?
Last time they came, it was in Toronto.
Oh, Lord mercy. That game stunk. Wow. You know what? I'm just looking up real quick because, like I said, someone referred to this as the Seattle trap game. Seattle, before they play home San Francisco, come here and play at the Rams. So they have two division games around this game, and they actually have Arizona. Oh, look at that. This game is sandwiched inside of 4 division games for them. Anyway, I'll take Seattle.
Seattle. So from 6-3. 6-3 heading to Arizona for week 10.
I feel the Bills' defense against a younger quarterback can create a difficult day for Kyler Murray. And I will take the Bills. I think if there are fans, by the way, there'll be a good Bills contingent in the stadium in Glendale. And I'll take the Bills.
Bills to win. Bye week. Hitting the bye at 7-3 and loading up for the stretch run. Starting with a home game against the Chargers.
Feel good about this, whether it's Tyrod Taylor. Feel even better if it's Justin Herbert. But either way, the Bills should win.
Win. At San Francisco on a Monday night.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The 8-3 Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, tough game. Not a fan of this contest. I think San Francisco will still be one of the better teams in the NFC. Remember what I said about Seattle, blah, blah, blah. So I'll take a loss there.
Loss. On to 8-4, and a home Sunday night affair with the Pittsburgh Steelers, provided it doesn't get flexed out, because games as part of the season on Sundays get flexed in, like the Bills and Steelers did last year. It could get flexed out. Bills-Steelers, Sunday night, the 8-4. Oh, I'm sorry. Do I have that right? Yeah, 8-4 Bills.
Okay. Love this game. Love the matchup. I think it's a huge game. I don't think it'll be flexed out. I think both teams will be contending for their respective divisions at that time, so I think it'll be a really big matchup. And even if Roethlisberger comes back and he's healthy and plays all season, I still think home field wins out, so I'll take the Bills.
Win. At Denver, and a Broncos team that I think, I don't want to say the Broncos are a trendy pick at all, because they are in a division that has Kansas City, and that's tough.
Yeah.
And their quarterback is young, but they've added a lot of weapons. But I'm starting to pick up a little bit more belief in Denver by the day.
I think it's fair to say, this is how I'd phrase it, you let me know what you think. I feel like that's a game we'll be more nervous about as we get closer and closer to it. Maybe you look at the schedule now and go, Denver on the road. Yeah, okay, that's a win. Yeah, I don't think it'll be that easy. And I think Denver will be an improved football team. We'll see how Drew Locke does in his first full year starting out there. But it's a tough schedule at that point. You know, you've got San Francisco, you got Pittsburgh, then you got Denver, and you got the two division games to close. It's a tough spot for that game. I will take a win, but I will tell you that's a nervous W for me. I think we'll be more worried about that as we get closer and closer to that game.
Win at Denver. At New England on a Monday night.
I still think the Bills will win. You know, I maybe I'm underestimating, maybe I'm expecting too big a drop from New England, but my goodness, you know, if Jarrett Stidham's the guy and they're playing a full season with him, the Bills should be able to beat a Jarrett Stidham-led New England Patriots football team.
So even at 11-4 and heading home for the regular season finale with the Dolphins.
Old schoolers like me love Miami coming here in the throes of winter. They will have nothing. Forget. I was going to say they'll have nothing to play for, but I shouldn't throw that out there in case they're in the wild card mix. Still, it's the Bills beating Miami in the home in the finale. I'll take a win.
12-4. Is that enough for the one seed?
I don't think so. It might be a tiebreaker loss to Kansas City when all is said and done. Who knows? That might be a game for the one seed. You know, what if you go 12-4 and the Chiefs go 12-4? You lost head-to-head. So I don't think it'll be enough for a one seed and the lone bye. I got to remember that. One bye.
All right.
So there you go. So people are going to be unhappy, huh?
No, I think 12-4 is pretty happy, and then you'd be people would be unhappy if you're hosting a playoff game and you can't go to it. But that would be in January, so who knows, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't have a bye, right? So you would play January 10th, 11th, whatever that weekend is, the first weekend of the playoffs.
Yeah, like we're playing around and, you know, speculating on every possible scenario. What if fans aren't allowed at games until there's a vaccine, but there's a vaccine and it comes out, you know, with enough time to the first games are, right. Welcome, it's the playoffs.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, welcome back.